what you're saying on the street.
I'm Rand Northam. No, Carhill isn't coming to a town near you, at least not anytime soon. But we hit the streets to find out what you thought of Monday morning's top story and just how believable it was.
Rose Snyder, Chapel Hill. My initial reaction is it's a terrible idea. This is the first I'd heard of it. I hadn't seen it in the newspaper or anything. Yeah, I think there's going to be a clash. I think they're two different cities with two different viewpoints and two different personalities.
I'm Sam and I'm from Chapel Hill. I think the devil would be in the details on that one. I mean, it really just depends on what's in the merger and whether, is it equitable? Is it a good deal for everybody or is it sort of one-sided? So
that was actually April Fool's Day question.
I have no idea.
Tasha, Chapel Hill. I think this is a 1st of April joke. There's no way that would ever happen. It's a good joke.
Quite a garage. And I live right here in Chapel Hill. That makes sense because, you know, we need more bigger cities in North Carolina. And Carver has been sort of a suburb of Chapel Hill anyway for years. And they're adjacent, so it just makes sense.
I think it's a perfectly horrible idea. Carrboro, for so long, when I was here in the 70s, just fought to become a town that had some respect. And what they've done is turned it into what Chapel Hill used to be. So now Chapel Hill would love to incorporate what used to be their identity. Huge mistake.
I'm sorry to do this to you, but that was an April Fool's Day question. Sorry.
My name is Wendy Bryan, and my husband was on the alderman for Carrboro for 10 years.
Soon to be the Carhill. Right?
Yeah.
What do you think of the merger between Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Jim Vogel, and I live in Chapel Hill. I don't know, I'm kind of drawn to Carrboro. It's a neat little community, you know, off by itself and with its own, I don't know, rules, regulations. Now I wouldn't be in favor of it, actually. I think they should leave it alone.
The first question was an April Fool's Day question.
Oh, it really made me think. Okay.
Stephanie Strobel, I live in Chapel Hill. I just don't see how it could be done, honestly. And I don't think the name Chapelboro sounds very good. But yeah, I was wondering, I had read that the mayor tweeted that he was really close to finally getting Chapel Hill. And I was like, is there going to be a vote about this? Or do we get a say in it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's actually an April Fool's Day, Jack.
That's really terrible of you.
I'm sorry.
Man, I was like, the university's never going to go for that. That's crazy. You guys. You got me.
Patrick, I live in Chapel Hill.
So you knew it was an April Fool's Day joke immediately?
It's kind of obvious, yeah.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.